Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Debbie Marvadakis, who is the health educator at the Southeast Utah Health Department. And they have an interesting and important event coming up just in a few days. So welcome, Debbie, on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you for having us.
Okay, so you're out kicking butts, I understand.
Yes, we are. We are going to be having our fifth annual Kick Butts Day, which we call Don't Be a Butthead, Tobacco Kills 5K race on April 1st. It starts at 9 a.m. on the Price Trails behind the JB's.
Okay, mm-hmm. So down by the river?
Yes.
Where does the run go to?
We start at the trail, and they run along the trail, and then they come up Carbon Avenue. They come down Main Street, go under the underpass, and end right back at the trail. It'll be marked for everyone that does the run, and of course, we have maps.
Okay, so besides being a fun run for those who like to do such things, what is the purpose of this? What are you trying to get across?
Well, we're trying to put across to our community that tobacco kills. It is the number one preventable disease if we can get people to quit smoking. And we thought a fun way to promote that would be with a 5K, because most people who do 5Ks are very healthy. And we've had a lot of people, Dylan, quit smoking just so that they can do the 5K run. Wow. And it's a really good event. It's for serious runners. It's for your average sports activist. And then it's also for families to come out and enjoy.
We're not really worried about getting to the end of the finish line, kicking the tobacco habit.
Yes, and that's why we call it kick ash, from the ash from the cigarette butt. And people will be chipped for the run. So there are some people who are very serious about it. And so we have a chipping company come down and it times their run.
What about if I don't smoke, but I chew?
Well, you know, we're trying to promote tobacco cessation with smoking and with chewing. And for chewing, the quitting steps are the same as they are for quitting tobacco. And for chewers, they still have serious health consequences that affect them. It just doesn't seem to be as much in the limelight as, of course, smoking. But here in Carbon County, we have a higher rate of chewers than we may like. So, of course, we want to promote quitting tobacco in general.
So you're not in favor of any kind of tobacco?
Oh, absolutely not. Simply because of the health effects that it creates in people and in people's lives. You know, if we get sick, it's just not us that get sick. It floods over into our families. A really sad thing about tobacco is if you get a tobacco-related disease, it's guaranteed to be painful. And we would like to eliminate that. And that's why we're trying to promote healthy activities for people.
What are the downsides to chewing?
Well, of course, with chewing, you have mouth cancer, and you know, nicotine in itself can create certain cancers. Just not a very healthy activity for people to be a part of. It doesn't promote health. Most people who chew are just simply addicted to nicotine, and that's an option that they are able to use to address that nicotine addiction. It's not a healthy option, but it's something that people use.
If I'm addicted to nicotine, what do I need to do? I mean, I see advertisements on the TV about these patches and things like that.
You don't have to quit anymore. Years ago, Dylan, when people quit smoking, they pretty much did it cold turkey. And cold turkey is a good way to quit. I'm not saying it isn't. But you don't have to quit by yourself anymore. So you can call the 1-800-QUIT-NOW telephone number. And that number will give you your own personal cessation coach, whether you smoke or you chew. And you can get the patches if you qualify, or other cessation means to help you quit smoking.
What do the patches do
Well, the patches are designed to help people step down their nicotine addiction, you know, so that their withdrawal symptoms aren't so bad. So you use the patches, you know, for whatever time it takes, 3 or 4 weeks, and each week you get less and less nicotine, so that helps you decrease that level. Because nicotine is the addictive component in tobacco. The other components in tobacco, the other chemicals, are cancer-causing. Nicotine has its own cancer-causing agent as well, but the extra additives that they put in tobacco is what causes the different cancers.
But I've tried quitting before, and it just made me crazy.
Well, you know what we say is that it takes 7 to 10 times for a person to quit tobacco completely. So we say keep trying to quit. So if you quit and it only lasted for 6 months, that's great, because when you get ready to quit again, you can build on that foundation of what worked for you during those 6 months.
7 to 10 times. I'm going to have to try quitting that many times.
Well, that's what we find for long-term smokers. You know, nobody starts smoking and thinks that they're going to smoke for the rest of their life. That's the problem with nicotine. It is so addictive. It's very difficult for people to quit. But the good news is that you don't have to quit alone, and people are quitting more and more all the time. Our tobacco rates overall are pretty low across the board, not just here in Utah, but the United States, because more and more people are realizing that it's not a healthy lifestyle, that it's very costly, and not just financially, but costly for their health.
So if I haven't been smoking for a long time, maybe it's going to be a little bit easier. So if I'm a young person that's just trying to be cool, it may not be as bad to get off that nicotine. Is that right?
And the thing nowadays, Dylan, is that it's not cool to smoke anymore.
Oh.
It used to be. It used to be all the cool people smoked, but smoking is not cool anymore. We've definitely seen a social shift with that.
And chewing also?
And chewing as well, yes.
So you've convinced me there's not a positive upside to tobacco at all. Is that right?
That's right. That's what I hope I've convinced you of. And I hope I've convinced you that if you do smoke or you do chew, that you don't have to quit alone, that there is help. We can help you here at the health department if you need that one-on-one cessation. We can get you signed up with the quit line, and we can get you in touch with the nicotine replacement therapies that you may need.
Thank you, Debbie, for taking the time and visiting with us here on Castle Country Focus, and quite negative about tobacco in general. So kick the butts and participate in your fun run this April 1st.
Yes, let's create a healthy lifestyle for ourselves and for the community that we live in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.